From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. One of America's key allies in the fight against terrorism is at a crossroads. Pakistan has been ruled by General Pervez Musharraf since 1999, when Musharraf overthrew Pakistan's then Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, in a bloodless coup. Musharraf has kept Pakistan under military rule for the past 8 years, and he seemed to be secure in his position. But trouble began in March when Musharraf tried and failed to dismiss the Supreme Court's chief judge. Then last month, Musharraf approved an assault on a Taliban-style movement at a mosque in Islamabad. More than 100 people were killed, and the raid provoked hardline Muslims. Finally, this past week, Pakistan's Supreme Court ruled that Musharraf's old nemesis, Nawaz Sharif, can come back to the country from exile. When we reached Sharif in London Friday, he said that he intends to return to Pakistan as early as possible.
Now that the Supreme Court's decision has come, I've convened a meeting of my party, and they're also consulting the All Pakistan Democratic Movement. And once this consultation is done, I will come back to Pakistan.
What are your political plans?
Well, my political plans are to restore the rule of law in Pakistan and restore the sanctity of the Constitution, the supremacy of the parliament, because parliament has been reduced to a rubber stamp. Mr. Musharraf cares two hoots for the parliament. He has no respect for the Constitution. He has no respect for the law. The parliament is never consulted. On paper, we have a parliamentary form of government, but the president is calling all the shots. So that is what it is. This is what we are struggling for. And of course, our struggle is to establish rule of law, to ensure independence of judiciary, because Mr. Musharraf is one by one attacking all the institutions of the country. This is how Mr. Musharraf conducted himself.
How would you crack down on some of the Islamic extremists in northwestern Pakistan who, it's been reported, cross into Afghanistan to battle the NATO troops there?
Let me tell you, this battle cannot be fought single-handedly by one man. If anybody thinks that Musharraf alone has the capability of fighting a war against terror, I think he's mistaken. This battle will have to be fought by the 160 million people of Pakistan. And unless this war has the backing and support of the people of the country, we can't win it.
How confident are you that you will have the support of the military, given the military ousted your administration in 1999?
Well, the military is an attached department of the Ministry of Defense, which is the government of Pakistan. The military is always willing to support. It are those military chiefs who have political designs who have been responsible for this intervention in the political affairs of the country. And I think they are guilty of violating the Constitution. They are guilty of violating the law. And I think this practice must stop. Ultimately, the military will have to go to the barracks back again, and we will have true and pure democracy in Pakistan.
Can you give any assurances, given the internal political conflict in Pakistan, that that is not going to endanger the mechanisms of control over Pakistan's nuclear arsenal?
It was never in danger. And these concerns are unfounded. And I think even in the past, they were never in danger. All the democratically elected governments have shown that sense of responsibility. And we will continue to be very careful with that.
Would you continue to maintain a close relationship with the United States should you become prime minister?
Yeah, we have good relations with the United States, but I think Mr. Bush's policies need to be reviewed. I think I'm very sorry to see that there are some anti-American feelings on the rise these days in Pakistan. But this is primarily due to American policy, because Mr. Musharraf is perceived to be a dictator who has usurped the rights of the 160 million people of Pakistan, a man who is a symbol of tyranny and oppression. And I think the United States of America should take note of this. I'm a man who is being called as the best friend of Mr. Bush. The same man is guilty of subverting the Constitution, subverting democracy. I think Bush's administration, Bush and his people, need to see that, is this man worth supporting or not?
Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has been talking with Pervez Musharraf about forming an alliance where he would stay as president and give up his post as army chief. What do you think about these talks? How do you think your return would affect them?
Benazir Bhutto has signed a document with me, which is called the Charter of Democracy. We both are signatories to this document. And the document very clearly speaks of no parleys and no negotiations with dictators, with military rulers. And it very clearly speaks of the independence of judiciary and establishment of true democracy in Pakistan. So I think if she has done a deal with Musharraf, or if she's having parleys with Musharraf and his government, this is a clear violation of the treaty that he has signed with me. I think if we all believe in democracy, then there is no room for any negotiations with dictators.
What would happen to General Musharraf if you became prime minister?
Well, he will perhaps have to go.
When you were prime minister, the American paper New York Times wrote that you clamped down on the news media, the civil liberties, and the Supreme Court. You were also accused of corruption, tax evasion, and embezzlement. And these are charges that you might face when you return.
There are no charges against me.
Mm-hmm.
There are no charges against me, despite the efforts Mr. Musharraf has been making over the last 8 years. They couldn't find anything against me.
Mm.
They want to fabricate or cook up cases against me. That's a different story altogether. But all these 8 years, there have been no allegations of any corruption, kickback, or commission against me or my government.
So should the Pakistani people then expect free news media, civil liberties, and a Supreme Court if you return to power?
You're committed to that. And that is very clearly written in the Charter of Democracy that I've signed.
So you are committed to the idea?
Absolutely.
Exiled former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif. Pakistan's Supreme Court ruled this past week that he can now return home, and he plans to do that. We reached Nawaz Sharif in London Friday.